everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. I was walking around the farm the other day, and I couldn't help but notice how contented and happy our piggies are. They sure have a good life, I tell you, with rotating pastures, fresh food, and free to root around in the dirt, wallow in the mud, or lay in the sun. These pigs live a very different life from their unfortunate cousins in the terrible conditions of the industrial confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Treated as an industrial commodity, factory farm piggies are jammed into unspeakably close quarters, fed unnatural diets and antibiotics, and often spend their whole lives on cement slabs. As an industry, pork operations produce millions of tons of chemical-laden waste that pollutes land, rivers, and streams throughout the Midwest, Great Plains, and the Carolinas. Consumers see lower prices for conventional meat at the checkout stand, but don't realize the hidden costs, the inhumane conditions for the animals and workers, and the environmental disasters. That's the dark side of the other white meat. Organic pigs, on the other hand, often play an integral role in the nutrient cycle at a sustainable farm. Raised on pasture, they clear fields of old crops, aerate the soil, contribute to the field's fertility. They're either fed the farm's own organic grains or certified organic feed, typically imported from Canada. Their diets may be supplemented with whey, a byproduct of cheesemaking from local creameries. Some farms plant specific crops, such as sunchokes, that pigs love to dig up and munch on all winter long. Antibiotic and hormone-free, these piggies rely on natural microorganisms and healthy bacteria in the soil to boost their immune system and keep them healthy. Although raising healthy animals is a lot of work, it can be even more difficult to have access to the proper facilities for slaughtering and butchering meat for local sale. Strict regulations for processing animals for public consumption, combined with almost non-existent USDA processing facilities in the region, often forces organic farmers to travel hundreds of miles just to process their locally raised meat. It's quite the paradox. And although some farmers have opted to invest in their own USDA facility, this is cost prohibitive for most. Many communities have worked together to create better solutions. Enter the Puget Sound Meat Producers Cooperative. The PSMPC is a nonprofit cooperative of local ranchers, farmers, butchers, restaurant owners, and others joined in the operation of a mobile USDA-inspected meat processing unit. The PSMPC mobile meat unit is a 45-foot trailer designed to meet USDA specifications, and it slaughters and processes live animals right on the farm and then transports the carcasses to a nearby USDA partner to do the cutting and wrapping. Farmers schedule a visit and the mobile meat unit arrives and pulls the trailer right onto the farm. This has been invaluable to many regional producers. The Olympic Peninsula is home to lots of farmers who raise pork, beef, lamb, chickens, and more. You can find these humanely raised, antibiotic-free, hormone-free meats at small independent grocers, farm stands, and farmers markets. In addition to selling meat by the cut, many producers also offer meat CSAs and sell animals by the quarter, half, or whole. This is a great way to save money by buying in bulk and stocking up your freezer. When you purchase a whole or half animal, you're not only forming a relationship with the farmer, but also one with the local butcher who custom cuts and wraps your meat to your specifications. It's pretty rad. Local meat is fantastically more flavorful and healthy than industrial-raised options, and your purchase goes towards supporting the local economy and the agricultural community. Farmers rely on support from friends and neighbors to keep their businesses strong and viable. And although local organic meat is sometimes more expensive than factory farm meat, its health benefits and flavor outweigh the costs, and you know that you're not supporting an industry that is passing on hidden costs to future generations in the form of illness and environmental degradation. I mean, hey, you might spend the same amount of money on meat if you bought it locally and ate it less frequently. Think quality, not quantity. Today's segment of Cooking with Kia is all about the pork. Riesling rosemary roast pork with apples, to be exact. You could use any dry white wine in this recipe, but I just happen to have an open bottle of dry Riesling in the fridge, and it paired perfectly with the apples and rosemary. To make this mouthwatering roast, All you need is 2 or 3 pound pork shoulder roast, bone in or out, 5 cloves of garlic, 2 medium apples peeled and smashed, a small sliced up onion, a few sprigs of chopped up rosemary, some salt and pepper, and about 2 cups of Riesling, one for you, one for the roast. Hey, I love cooking with wine. Sometimes I even add it to the food. Just preheat the oven to 450 and place the roast in a baking pan or a large cast iron skillet. Cover and surround it with the garlic, apples, onion, salt, and pepper. Let it cook for 15 minutes and then lower the heat to 325. Pour the cup of wine over the pork and cook until a meat thermometer reads about 140 or 150. This should be about 35 to 60 minutes, depending on the size of the roast, whether or not it has a bone. You'll know. You can check it every 15 minutes and baste it with liquid from the bottom of the pan, adding more if the pan gets a little dry. And when the roast reaches temp, remove it from the oven, keep it covered, let it stand for about 5 to 10 minutes before serving, and dig in. Slight variations on this recipe: try pears or dried apricots in place of the apples, substitute shallots for the onions, or add more garlic, or maybe some hot pepper if you like it spicy. This is Kia Armstrong reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. For more information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.